Mrs. Gerardi, first of all, it's a great pleasure to have you here at Radio Toscana. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you.
We are talking about the Lucerne area and, of course, Switzerland. It's a great destination for tourism, also from Italy and from Tuscany. Of course, there is the main thing in this 2021 summer is concerning about all the COVID and Corona situation. How are you working on this regarding your proposal, your offer and promotion for your area? What are the main things you would like to know to tourists from Tuscany to visit, being completely safe in your cities, in your landscapes? What are you working on?
We are working on different campaigns to get guests from Italy and from other destinations again. So let's see. I mean, it's for holidays in Switzerland, it's or in Lucerne, there are a lot of measurements. So our partner, they really have safe offers. So, and we have different campaigns. So, for instance, there's a offer, if you have an overnight stay in Lucerne, you get a 50 voucher of 50 Swiss francs, so you can go shopping with that. Then there's another campaign, it's more about hiking. It's called a Tell Trail, so that's quite a new offer. And they are 8 day hikes, and you can also buy a package with luggage transportation, so that's really nice to explore the whole region, so you can see a little bit of the city of Lucerne, of the mountains and of the lake. So, you know, our USP and why lots of international guests are coming to Lucerne, it's a combination about the city with a lot of cultures and with a lake and a mountain very near. So we always say it's a little bit like Switzerland in a nutshell here in Lucerne.
Yeah, absolutely. We remember to our listener, Lucerne in the center of Switzerland. It's very easy to reach as it's close to Zurich, it's close to Bern, yeah. And it has a variety, as you were saying, of possibilities and chances to visit. So the lake, the medieval part of the city, and of course the mountains. Despite all the COVID situation, I think this is going to be anyway your best proposal. Even the variety of the city and the area that could be offered to your visitors, and I think that would be, you know, the main point. You're working on it even in this, you know, complicated summer. How are you doing? Are you deal with this thing?
Yeah, that's correct. So I mean, it's not easy. I mean, there is no solution about this COVID. So we just have to wait how the situation is going to develop. But now, I mean, the borders are open again, and we just can hope that it will get better and better during fall and until the end of the year. So yeah. So, I mean, people are welcome, and we are really doing everything we can to have a safe and nice holiday with us.
Of course. How is going this first part of the summer season in your area? Are there tourists? Are they coming back? And, of course, how are you looking forward for the remainder of the season and towards the end of the year?
Yeah, it's still difficult. We have to be honest about
that. Of course.
So we had this summer or last summer already had a lot of Swiss guests, visitors, because they didn't go to abroad.
So internal tourism.
Yes, internal tourism, and we are expecting about the same for this summer. But we also have some bookings now from European countries like Italy, but also France, Germany, some from Belgium as well. So there are not that much bookings now for short time, so for July and August, but it looks a little bit better for September already. And for the market like Asian market or the USA, so we probably have to wait until next year. We are expecting some guests from the US starting from September, but we are really concentrating now on our Swiss market and to the neighboring European market.
Absolutely, as the Italian and Tuscan visitors could do, as you told us. So there is a chance in safety and security to have a visit in that area that could be even nicer, if I may say. we are in Florence. We are usually in normal times, you know, full of tourists, sort of so-called over tourism, and maybe this could even a good chance could be a good chance to rediscover a human side of tourists, being, you know, quiet and kind of a slow tourist. That could be, you know, hopefully a thing that could be, you know, positive in this entire situation. It's so messed up. Mr. Gerardi, I would like to thank you for being our guest here at Radio Toscana, and speaking about, you know, the beautiful parts of Switzerland, which is Lausanne, of course, the lake and the mountain and all the things that is connected to your activity. Of course, all the best. We wish you all the best for the remainder of the season and for all your work. Thanks very much and enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. And you're welcome to Lausanne anytime. And greetings to Tuscany.
Anytime soon, hopefully, of course.
Yes, I hope so.